Hello, pilgrims. Welcome again to the Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. It's Pastor Bob. We've now worked ourselves up to page 39 in our little Skylight Illuminations edition of the Way of a Pilgrim. This is our ninth day. As we left off yesterday, our pilgrim has been making some serious spiritual progress. Amen. See if you're experiencing anything like this. He says, sometimes I would spend an entire day sitting in the forest, going very carefully over the Philokalia and learning many wonderful things. He says, my heart burned with the desire for union with God through interior prayer. Yet he also grieved that he had not yet found a permanent residence, yeah, where he could spend all my time reading in peace. But he discovered something greater too in his own spiritual depth, that the praying, the Bible, the Philokalia were all working together to unlock the mysteries of Holy Scripture. He says he began to understand parts of the hidden meaning of the Word of God. When words appear in Scripture, he can see the true, deep meaning of them. Words like the inner hidden man of the heart, worshiping in the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven is within us, or abide in me, and many others. Soon they were being revealed to him. And as he began to pray with his heart, everything was transformed around him, he says. The trees, the grass, the birds, the ground, the air, and yes, the light. They all seemed to proclaim that they exist, he said, for the sake of man and bear witness to the love of God for man. He said, all creation prays to God and sings his praises. And from this, he says, I understood what the Philokalia calls a knowledge of the language of all creation. And I saw how it is possible for us to communicate with all of God's creatures. And we pick up our story right there. I traveled this way for a long time until finally I found myself in a place so little inhabited that for 3 days I did not see a single village. I had eaten all my dried bread, and I worried that I might die of hunger. Yet, as soon as I began to pray, all despair would vanish. I gave myself over entirely to the will of God and was filled with joy and peace. As I walked along part of the road that ran next to the forest, I saw a mongrel dog come running out of the trees ahead of me. It approached when I called to it and began to play with me affectionately. I was overjoyed and thought to myself, now there's God's mercy for you. There must be a flock grazing in this forest. And of course, this well-trained dog belongs to the shepherd. Or perhaps there is a hunter nearby. Whatever the case, at least I'll be able to beg for some bread from him. I haven't eaten in 24 hours. Or I can at least ask him where the nearest village is. The dog had been jumping around me, and when it realized I had nothing to give it, ran off into the forest down the same narrow path by which it had come out. I followed it, and about 500 yards later, I saw that the dog had run into a hole between some trees, from which it kept looking out and barking. At that very moment, a thin, pale, middle-aged peasant emerged from behind a tree. He asked me how I had come to be there, and I asked him the same. We struck up a friendly conversation, and he invited me into his hut. He told me that he was a forester and was guarding this part of the woods, which had been sold to be felled for lumber. He offered me bread and salt, and we began to talk. "I envy you," I said, "because you live in such comfortable solitude, so far removed from everyone, while I wander from place to place, mixing with all sorts of people." "If you'd like to," he said, "perhaps you could live here too. There's an old mud hut not far from here that belonged to the previous watchman. It's run down, of course, but it's livable in the summer. You have a passport, and we'll have enough bread to eat. They supply me with it weekly from the village. There's a stream here that never dries up. For 10 years now, my brother and I myself, have eaten nothing but bread. I never drink anything but water. There is one thing, however. In the fall, when the peasants finish working on the land, about 200 of them will gather here to chop down all the trees in the forest. Then my job here will be over, and you won't be allowed to remain either." When I heard all this, I was so overjoyed that I could have thrown myself at his feet. I knew not how to thank God for showing me such mercy. What I had desired and longed for was now being given to me unexpectedly. There were still more than 4 months left until late fall. Here I could find the peace and solitude that I needed to immerse myself in reading the Philokalia and in learning how to attain the unceasing prayer of the heart. So I settled down joyfully in the hut he pointed out to me, for whatever time had been given to me to live there. I talked some more with this simple brother who had offered me shelter, and he told me about his life and his thoughts on it. "In my village," he said, "I had a good position. I dyed cotton and linen for a living. I led a prosperous life, though not a sinless one. I sometimes cheated in business and took false oaths. I cursed, drank liquor, and got into fights. There was an old deacon in our village who had an extremely old book about the Last Judgment. He would visit the faithful and read to them from it, for which they gave him money. And he also visited me. Give him about 10 kopecks, and he could read into the night till the cock crowed. So I'd sit and work, listening to him read about the torments that await us in hell, how the living would be transformed and the dead would be resurrected, how God would come down to judge us, how the angels would sound their trumpets of the fire and brimstone, and how the worm would devour the sinners. One time, as I listened to all this, I got scared and thought to myself, there's no way I'll avoid that torment. Maybe it's time I started saving my soul. Maybe I could even pray my sins away. I thought about this for a long time and decided to give up my business. Since I had no family ties, I sold my house and became a forester in exchange for being provided with bread, clothing, and candles for my prayers by the village council. So I've lived here for more than 10 years. I eat once a day, only bread and water. I get up each day at daybreak and say my prayers and do my prostrations until dawn, burning 7 candles in front of the icons. During the day, when I make my rounds of the forest, I wear iron chains weighing 72 pounds next to my skin. I don't curse anymore or drink liquor. or get into any fights. And I've never been with women my entire life. And on that note, we end today's episode. Amen.